This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The new collection is in.
Today we went over collection 2. I was able to gift all of the staff and do a Q&A, which we normally do when a collection drops. The collection's really just about being connected to the environment, being connected to one another, being appreciative of the small things. Like, I remember when over quarantine, when I was sitting in my house and I'm looking outside, and everybody's stuck. Nobody can go anywhere. And everybody's so worried about what they're missing out on that I didn't think anybody understood what they actually had. So being able to look at all the colors and the vibrancy of the environment and nature, like stone, which is one of our palettes, Sri Lanka print, which is the pearl of the Indian Ocean. You know, that's a sacred animal, just a cow, you know, to us. But to people in Sri Lanka, it is sacred, it's beautiful, it's holy. It's all these things that we take for granted, such as, you know, being home in quarantine. It's like a sneak peek into my brain at the moment, you know, March 2020. This is what my brain looked like.
You don't really mature unless you've been through something.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it takes some knocks on the head, it takes some trauma.
But even going through something, you have to know that you're going through something and get the help first, because a lot of people go through things and they still be boo-boo the fool, still doing the same, going back to the same type of relationship, or just it's a repeated cycle. You need to figure out what it is that you want in life, learn self-love and do all of that, and then you'll learn your partner, you'll learn what you want in life.
Absolutely.
You become better.
Yeah.
Go ahead then.
That's the word.
Well, you
that's
the word. Yes.
I swear the line was around the corner when she walked right in. High heels, short dress, he should have known right then. He walked over like, you the shorty I should be rocking. She told him, baby, I'm a job, you need to get clocked in. She next level, eyes full of pride, she won't settle. No breaks, so she hit the road, foot to the pedal. No days off, I mean, that's often offensive. She like the ball, like the park with the fences. Yeah, so her lifestyle get awfully expensive. She might dismiss it, but it's hard to resist her, cause she's a boss.
Ladies, we are back. We are back. I'm so happy to see you guys, but I want to hear who had a hot girl summer.
Well, y'all know I had one.
She did.
I had a hot girl spring. Uh-huh. And, you know.
And you have the fruits of the hot girl summer labor over here.
You know, things happen. And, you know, I just eat too much McDonald's.
McDonald's? Eating too much cash.
Ew, yes.
How far along are you?
I am 23 weeks.
And are you telling people if it's a girl or a boy yet?
It's a girl. So I did the blood test to find out early.
You got names?
Yeah. Temporary, her name is Ochata.
Okay. I like that. That's cute.
That's cute.
That got Ocho all over it.
Enough about me. Tell me, Michi, what's going on?
Listen, so I started off by saying I had a lukewarm girl summer, but to be honest, I did. I had a hot girl summer. I don't get hot for nobody but my man, so I'm not going to say that.
That's why he been smiling from ear to ear.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. But you deserve. You deserve.
Correct.
Yes.
I am collecting all my flowers right now, but because we've been grinding. Like, it was a whole grind. Last season, it was... I mean, I don't even know if I saw him, but we took it upon ourselves to take some time for us, and it has been lovely.
And it's definitely showing, because you are glowing this season.
I am pregnant. Yeah. I am pregnant. I am pregnant. Don't put that out there.
No.
What about you? Anybody?
I be living through Kiafa. She just be showing out.
Kiafa is at the beach. Kiafa is at the beach every other day.
I just like living life, you know. It's good, so I got to take advantage of it while it's good, because, you know, it's like a stock. It goes up and it goes down. So we have our good moments and we have our bad moments in life. And right now, it's a good plane in life. So I'm just enjoying the good stuff right now.
Asia.
Oh, what?
Hot
oh,
girl
my,
summer.
My, I had a baseball mom summer. We, I had a baseball, I was hot because I tried on a wig for the first time and I was out there with the wig on. Look, y'all, exactly. Seriously, and it was a week-long tournament, so we were just spending a lot of time in Florida heat, and I tried the wig on. I tried to, you know, switch it up. Channing appreciated it. I did like a little blonde. I did a little bob. I did like
bob?
I did. I did. I did. I did post it.
Wasn't
I do,
you?
I do. And then in the morning, he's like, what's happening?
I've never seen you.
I
tell
I
us the truth, Asia. What y'all was doing for real behind closed doors?
Well,
with
you
the
know,
wig?
We were at the hotel room, so I feel like when you're at the hotel, you really gotta spike, you know, you gotta bring the A game at the hotel. Right, look, we had the nanny, we got the three separate bedrooms, so the kids had their room, and you know, so I appreciated that. We had a good time on our baseball trip. We was on the balcony, so it was fun.
I had y'all was on a balcony.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, you know, get a little like public PDA along with the spice.
Right.
Let them see. Let them see. You know, it's okay. But no, you got to keep it spicy. How was your summer, Terrica?
My summer was interesting. We did a lot of moving. We moved into our forever home for right now. So
right now.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know this new career of his. I don't know where it's going to take him. So I mean, Antonio's coaching now. Texas A&M. That's a new interesting thing I wasn't happy about.
Coach's
but
wife.
Yeah, I didn't want to be a coach's wife.
But you are.
But I am, yeah.
What level is he coaching? Is it college or
college,
high school?
Yeah.
Okay, I know they work hard.
A lot of hours, yeah. So I'm like a single mom again, like this whole football world. So, I mean, we had some turn-up time, went on vacation a couple of times, but with the kids, we didn't really have too much quality time. But we moved in our house, which I love every bit of it. So
oh,
that was my joy of my summer, was moving in our temporary forever home.
Temporary forever home. So what season of life would you say you're in right now?
I would say we're in like a transitional stage, just learning how to like, because Antonio was home for 5 years, you know? And then now we're like transitioning back to like him being a full-time and, you know, workaholic. So like we're just trying to relearn how to get balance in us time. So we still haven't gotten there yet. So we're just, I don't know, we're just in a weird place.
Figuring it out.
Figuring it out, yeah.
That
definitely
was,
figuring
that was
it out.
That was my place last year.
Yeah.
Figuring it
yeah.
out. I got notes for you if you need some.
Oh,
because
definitely.
Because I was there.
Yeah, definitely.
What season of life are you in?
I'm just blessed and highly favored. I mean, you know, you go through different, you know, I suffer from PTSD, so I have my ups and downs. But overall, I'm in a great space right now. Relationship is amazing. Business is flourishing. It's beautiful. And kids are great. You know, the family is good. And I can't complain.
You got your show coming out?
The show is coming out. We just finished filming.
When does it air?
The end of the year. That's what we're looking at, end of the year. So that's going to be great. It's a message out there for, you know, basically showing that minority women can get into that luxury industry and take over. And we don't always have to fight to take over. We can come together as one and dominate the world. And that's what we do.
I love that.
Make
yes.
sure y'all tune in. Netflix. But yeah, Selling Tampa will be out the end of the year. And there's just so many things coming. And I'm just blessed.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm happy for you. And I don't want to disrespect the relationship, but it is straight puppy love. I mean, if there is a definition of puppy love, it is this one and Ocho over here. When we were at Nest, she's like, look at my man. He's so fine. He's so fine. I'm like, get away from me with all of that. I don't want to hear that.
No, I'm big. Even if it's 5 years, 10 years, even in my previous relationship, I'm big with complimenting my man. Mm-hmm. Like in the same, in the fact that Chad gives the same energy, it makes it even better.
That's yeah, amazing. I agree. I feel like it keeps the spark alive too.
Yeah.
You know, like the desire, constantly wanting, you know, can't wait to get home. Like, you know, it kind of builds on the momentum.
We know you, yeah. Okay. So what season of life are you in right now?
I feel like we're just kind of coasting. Like we know each other. I feel like we're just so familiar. We know each other. We know what we like. We know when we're in a mood. We give each other grace. You know, I feel like this is kind of the plateau. Just you get to the top of the building and you're just kind of like looking at the city. You know, I feel like we're kind of in that space. It feels nice. It feels whole. Yeah. It feels good, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great feeling.
Miss Hot Thing over here.
I feel like I'm in an amazing space right now in our life. I feel like I'm finally over like my depression of losing my mom. And it's been so long ago, but I feel like me having that, my baby, gave me so much joy. And we're enjoying life. He brings like my family so much joy, so much happiness.
So funny.
Yeah, he is. And it just, yes, his personality is just, he's so sweet. Like last night he peed in the bed. I said, baby, you peed in the bed. He said, mommy, I'm so sorry. Kiss me, please. And I'm like, oh, okay, baby, it's okay. Like, he's just, he brings so much joy to us. And we just love him. And he's three. He just started school, so I know. So we're just loving, like, family, our kids. Our kids are old. We got a 19-year-old, a 16-year-old. She's about to be 17 next month, and a 13-year-old. So it's like, yes, the 19-year-old is in college. My other daughter is in 11th grade. So we are really seeing our kids, like, grown, and they have such good conversations with us.
But it seemed like the older you get and when you have a child, it's like you can cherish it more. Because I know me having a child at an early age, I was on go trying to figure out life and trying to make the best life for my kids. And now that, you know, with this one, military, I had to always go, 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 go. But with this one, I feel like I can be able to enjoy from the time she's born to all the way up. I have more time with her.
Absolutely. It does feel better when you have a child older. I was young when I had my kids, so.
That's a great point. I feel like we, as women, and not everybody, but we have that timeline that we're always taking into account. I remember feeling like, even at like 19, 20, I want to have my first baby at 25. I want to have my second by 27, 29, because I felt like that pressure that, you know, it's, you want to have babies young.
My babies was never planned. It was always, hello.
But that's what I wanted. That was before I met Channing. I wanted to be a young mom. Like, I wanted to be married at a certain age. Like, I had these things in my mind. But now at 35 and having Chaz, I feel like, and he's 14 months now, I feel like I feel that same way. Like, I appreciate it more. I'm in a different space in my life. Like, it's not as much of a rush. I feel sure about myself, you know? It's
we are nice. Women now, right? No more girls. We are grown-ass women.
I actually planned when I got pregnant. So I did not want to be a young mom. I wanted to be an older mom because I wanted to do what I needed to do career-wise and make sure that Brandon, they mentioned it on the I Am Athlete LA show, and they were talking about planning your pregnancy with your spouse, and it was like, that don't happen. Well, I wanted to make sure I wanted to make sure I liked you enough after our 600th argument to then bring it together and make sure that our family unit is number one priority. So I was on birth control until I was 30 years old. And then I had a conversation with him. I called him when he was at the facility playing for the Chicago Bears, and was like, I bought a onesie and bought it home in the Chicago Bears little onesie and put it on the bed.
Did you be thinking of outside the box? She's so cute. Yeah.
Not just, hey, babe, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, no, I said, I'm ready. And he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, no birth control. Goalie's out. Like, I'm ready. We can do this. And within like 6 months, I want to say 9 months maybe, pregnant with twins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I got twins, because I waited so long. I waited until I was 30. But, you know, that was just my own personal choice, you know, because
a lot of women don't think like that, though.
They don't.
Look, I saw Channing was a good daddy. I was like, oh, that's the one. He's going to be a good daddy. I could already see it. And I just got messy.
It's a beautiful thing, though. Even if it's older or younger, I think it's just important to do what works for you. So, you know what I mean? Like, I just had a different perspective. And in psychology, I learned, I think afterwards, that there's a study that women tend to be more happier in their parenting when they have a child between the ages of 30 and 37 because of what you guys all said. So
you had the knowledge.
Well, I didn't have the knowledge beforehand. I read that like afterwards because I was like the oldest mom in the facility. Like, you got these little 21-year-olds.
But most of the time, you have life figured out. You're supposed to have life figured out around that time frame.
It's also cultural, too, though. I think just us being African-Americans, like, we tend to, you know, have our families a lot earlier than most. Because, I mean, my kids go to a predominantly white school, and when I go to, like, events with the other parents, I'm like, okay, she's 60, I'm 30. Like, you know, like, this is kind of weird. But, I mean, in their cultures...
Like, are you her sister? I'm like, no, yeah, I'm her mom.
Right.
Sorry.
And I'm just like... And Jordan's like, well, the moms are meeting. I'm like, I'm not meeting with them. Like, what do I have in common, you know? So it's weird. I think just a cultural thing, too, that, you know, we look at our parents being young, and then we kind of be like, oh,
or
yeah.
You grew up in a country-ass town, and you ain't had nothing to do. Like, I was a teenager. I was a teenage mom, and when, you know, I was an athlete, ran track, played basketball, cheerleader, and I had scholarships coming in, and when I found out I was pregnant, I cried. I went to get an abortion. I was like, I can't have this child, and my mom was like, you made your bed, you're going to lay in it, but I'm here to help you, so, and in my family growing up, my mom didn't talk about sex. She thought, because I was a tomboy, you know, it just wasn't talked about in our household. And in a lot of community, black communities, sex wasn't a topic. It's like, you just better not do it. But, and I changed all that within my household with my daughter. We talk about it, and I'm like, let me know what's going on if you're curious. Because I was your age at one point, and I was hiding the pants. I mean, let's just, we all, you know, some
be calling,
some don't. But it, the lack of knowledge growing up. So it was like, basically, okay, I'm just going to have to do
so
it.
So when you, how old were you when you got pregnant?
I was 17. You're I had 17. Her when I was 18.
So when you told your friends, did they give you any like crazy advice when you were pregnant?
No, they didn't. I mean, I still wasn't, you know, they tried to push you into another school. I still graduated with honors with my class. But I still, I didn't stop there. I didn't let the pregnancy stop me. I wanted, you know, I had to redirect everything. I was supposed to go to college. I still went to college, but I joined the military. I didn't tell anyone. I joined the military, and it was like, I got to do what's best for my daughter at this point. Got married at an early age, had baby number two. It was just, I felt like I had to check the box on everything. So I rushed into marriage, rushed into kids, and it's just a learning process because I wasn't taught in the household. So now I'm at a stage where I'm just making sure I do everything that my mom, my parents didn't do with me. I'm doing it with my kids.
But you know what I think is really important with that? Well, there's a lot of important things with that. And I appreciate you sharing even the fact that, because there's a lot of girls, young girls, that are hot in the pants. You know what I mean? And that doesn't mean that it defines you. And it doesn't mean that it's something that you carry with for the rest of your life. If it's a negative thing, it may not be negative to some people. But if you, the person, the viewer that's watching or whomever, is feeling like it's a negative thing, you have the opportunity to do something different, and that's okay. And I appreciate you just letting people know that that's okay to do that, because it is. And you are everything. You know what I mean? You know, seriously.
No, it is. And I feel like in our communities, especially, it's a lot. It's still going on to this day in the black communities. We're not talking to our kids about it, about sex. Mm-hmm. We're not having that conversation with them, and we need to.
I talk to my kids about sex all the time.
We may, but I'm saying, and it's still a lot of families that don't even communicate 100%.
About. Well, so the last episode of season one where we ended up, we were talking about sex. And we were talking, you weren't there for that one. Mm-hmm.
But I was in Jamaica getting my groove on.
Getting knocked up, being hot in the pants. no, but we were talking about how do you talk to your children about sex and kind of like things that we enjoyed and sex with Asia. But so let's talk about it. Let's finish the conversation there and talk about sex. Like, is it okay to, as a woman, want to have sex all the time?
Yeah. I think it's okay. I feel like we should be comfortable in our sexuality. It seems like men are glorified for being comfortable in their sexuality. What's wrong with us also enjoying that too? I think it comes back to even that teenage that you as a teenager and...
I was curious. All my friends was having sex. I'm like, I'm trying to see what the hype is.
Sex is natural, though. We are all going to want to experience sex at some point in life. And we just have to talk to our, you know, talk to our kids about it. But
yes. And then about protection, because that's really the key. The key is protection and, you know, wanting to get pregnant at the right time when you're ready. Right. So I think that that's really the conversation that needs to be had. And then taking your daughter or niece, you know, to the doctor and having that conversation. But, you know, I feel like I've always been free spirit in that regard. Like, and I think it's cool. You know, I want to normalize women enjoying sex and getting what they want out of it and being pleased. You know, I think that that's important.
Men
get what they want. And it's not even a question for men to get what they want.
No.
So why is it always that we're on the back burner?
So how often do you think we should be having sex? Or you, we, no, you and your men. Okay, every night.
As often as you want it. But every, I feel like as you get night. Older, you tend to know what you like. And it's becomes, why are you laughing? No, because you know your body. Like before, right. I was just having sex, not knowing what I was doing. Or, you know, thinking I had to do something a certain way or ride it this way or that way because I just didn't know. But then, like, once you, like, really know your body, I mean, and the pleasure involved in it, I think you should experience that, like, as much as possible.
And tell his ass what you want him to do,
now,
too.
We're talking about experience in relationships. I can't speak on just having sex.
No, not saying that.
We just want to clarify.
But if she want to just have sex outside of relationships, she should just be able to have sex.
She can, but we cleared it up for
wait,
her.
Don't be pointing over here. What?
No, I'm saying the outside. If she's single and she wanna, you know.
So, okay, monogamy then, right? Is it okay for women to date while dating?
Yes. Date, I think so, yes.
Date multiple men at the same time.
I did it with Chad. I dated, you know, we were dating. He had people, you know, who he was, and I had people. I'm not about to get in a serious relationship with you until we both fully commit. I'm not about to be boo-boo the fool.
Or at least until you know you really
like
them.
That's what happens, especially with us. We start dating a guy, mm-hmm. then we start playing this wife role, yep. and we ain't even no damn girlfriend, yep. and they got everything they want. Now you giving him everything, and he out here...
Nothing.
And women get so attached before even, like...
We're emotional creatures.
How do you know he even wants to be with you and you attached? Like,
I think everybody should live like J-Lo. I mean, J-Lo just, like, I mean, the next day, it's just, like, whatever. And it's just, like, okay. Like, I see you. And she... I mean, she just be moving. And it's just, like...
As she should.
I don't like how everyone wants to classify a woman as a hoe, a whore, a slut.
They only classify black women as hoes. If you see other people, like, I mean, you can see them swapping around, moving around. It's just like, oh, yeah, she's with such and such today. Like, oh, yeah, this is a new couple.
That's but a very like, interesting
point. Oh, my
point.
Gosh. Like, wasn't she with that baller last week? And now she with this guy? I'm like, it's only...
Yeah. Like Lori Harvey, Lori's getting that a lot.
Yeah, Lori gets it a lot,
right?
But you don't
but
hear
Lori
it.
Lori is not obligated to, she can date whoever she
she's
wants.
She's young. Right. That's what she's supposed
absolutely.
To do. Yeah.
But just like the Lori to J-Lo. J-Lo's doing the same thing, but you don't see that, you know, following. And even within our community, we'd be calling her XYZ. Lori. Yeah.
Well, you didn't even see it with the Kardashians either when they were just like, you know, like it was just like, oh, like, she's such and such Kylie Jenner is with this guy now. And it's just, okay, like, who's the new guy? Like, but it's a difference when it's, like, people of color.
Well, even, I think, maybe people of color, too, when you're kind of serial dating, it's always assumed that you're having sex. So you could be serial dating somebody and not giving it up, but right. the assumption right. is that you're sleeping with every single person who bought you a breadstick at dinner. You know what I mean? And right. which, that's, I think that's probably the worst part of that. Is just somebody assuming that you're doing something you may not even be doing.
But it's only for the woman. I mean, if the man is, if the man is dating several women, nobody's saying, oh, he's having sex with her, you know what I mean? Like, nobody cares.
But I don't think men really care either, because I feel like men date the women that they call sluts and whores. Like, they don't care. They don't have any shame to their game.
They just don't
pass
wife them.
Around. Like,
they date them and
exactly.
flaunt around.
So
and
it's
whatever,
like,
they just
but
don't
you'll want. Slut shame somebody, but you'll still date the same girl.
But it's good to serial date because it shows the men that you're dating, the right man is going to do whatever it takes to pull you back. Like, okay, you ain't giving me enough attention, so I'm about to lock. It down.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT. Savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code ATHLETE at checkout. That's ATHLETE at hero, HERO.co. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
So does body count matter? I'll be reading about that.
I mean, you're grown. We don't discuss body count. I mean,
I feel like it matters to the immature men.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're a mature
or
man.
Or women. Because,
you understand.
Right? And I only ask that because when you see comments or something, they're just like, well, what count is that? You know, or what's this or what that? So I'm like, does it even matter?
It doesn't.
I don't think
it doesn't matter because my husband had girlfriends before me. We don't claim that. Because I was his first, his last, and his only. But, but I mean, in reality, it's real. Like, this is reality. Right. He's handsome. He's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He had girlfriends.
So should a girl still consider a guy, even though he's had multiple?
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people inbox me like, oh, you know, you've been in a similar situation where your husband had, you know, other baby mamas. Like, how do you deal with this? And I'm just like, I mean, if you like the dude, yeah, if you like him, like, regardless of his past, you like him, like, you keep pushing. So, I mean, I just say that to say, like you said, it shouldn't matter. Like, whoever they were with before or whoever they're, you know, you moving on with now.
I get it
matter.
A lot with Chad because, you know, Chad has multiple baby mamas and kids, but his kids are taken care of. He's a great guy. And, you know, everybody gets along. So I don't feel like some people don't want to date a man with a lot of kids or several baby mamas. But I'm not the type that look at that. I look at your personality, you know, how you treat me, how you treat my kids. And we go from there. Because as long as you're taking care of your family outside of me, then we're good.
Okay, I got another question for y'all. You ready? Who has been cheated on in a committed relationship? Not the relationship. Okay. Not the relationship that you're in. We're talking about overall in a committed relationship. 1, 2, 3. Okay. All right.
Several times.
Do you think that men cheat more than women or women cheat more than men? Have you ever cheated?
I have. It was basically tit for tat. I had the tit for tat mentality for the longest. My previous relationship, you know, I felt like I was a great woman to that person. And I caught several times being cheated on. And then I got to a point where I just didn't give a f- anymore. Like, and I'm being serious. I'm being serious. I wasn't like emotionally connected anymore after so many years, you know, trying.
How long were you in that relationship?
Six and a half years. So I was trying. And then it's like, you still out here doing this, and this. And it, I don't even think it was the cheating. It was more after cheating, the not supporting, and it's just everything. I just became emotional, unattached to him. And I started doing me. I just started. It wasn't like I was just out here, you know. But I just started slowly talking and then went from there.
I feel like that's a big part of it, too. Like, how are you handling the aftermath of it? Are you being supportive? Are you trying? Are you showing that you care? Are you showing that you're trying to change or make up? Because sometimes if you're not, now resentment is building. And that's a hard place to get back from.
A lot of resentment was built, and then I went back feeling bad, try to make it work, but I was already mentally gone. And that's where the communication piece come in. It's like, okay, I can't stay here for our child. I can't stay here to fix this marriage. I can't do any of that.
So you said after you cheated, you would feel bad, but then you would go home like...
Well, yeah. No. So after I cheated, because I used to always tell him, if I cheat, then it's over. And that was a true statement. Like, I was serious about it. Once I cheated, once I slept with... then it was over. I wasn't there anymore because I'm just not there. And I came back in and it wouldn't work.
It just wouldn't do it.
And I had to be honest with myself, and I had to pull myself out of trying to make it happy for the kids, trying to make, you know, them happy and him happy and for the outside world, and be honest with him. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Did he know you cheated?
I told him.
Now, how did he take it? Did he go ape crazy?
No, that's when he wanted to be, you know, that temporary fix, like, oh my goodness, I lost her. Mm-hmm. So let me do this, and this. But it was already broken.
I have a very specific feeling about people who cheat. No shade. Because I feel like yours was valid.
I think I know you. Do you lose them how you got them?
Huh?
Do you lose them how you got them?
No, I think it's more of like, I think, like, if you're going to be a boss enough to cheat on somebody, then you need to be boss enough to tell them to their face, I want to have sex, I want to fuck other people. Yeah. And you can stay with me or you cannot. And maybe I'll stop, but I want to be with another person. And I feel like if you aren't able to do that, I feel like you're a coward.
I think in her situation, I was probably giving him too much respect. Huh? Like, well, no, I'm just going to do it because you did it.
I didn't say I did it.
You're just over it.
I was over it. I was mentally gone, and our communication was, we didn't even communicate. Like, he would go to work, I would go to work. We don't even speak, we don't say bye. It was just like, I felt like he was a roommate.
Ships passing in the night. It's just like,
I wasn't sexually into him anymore. I wasn't, like, I couldn't even get on. I couldn't get activated down there. And that's when you know.
Listen, I'm serious. These
are topics that women are afraid to talk about, but it's the truth. Like, once you get in that stage, when a woman's fed up,
there ain't nothing you can do.
And that's a true song. Like,
now,
that's
do you feel like you stayed in the situation too long? If you could tell your younger self something.
I should have left years ago. I stayed in. And he probably feel the same way, but it's just, it didn't work with us. I should have left years ago. But before, I had that mentality like, oh, you know what? I didn't work it with my first two kids' dad, so let me try to make this work. I don't want people, the outside, to judge, oh, you know, you coming out of a relationship again. But that's the problem. I was worried about the outside.
They always going to judge.
Everybody's going to judge. I was worried about that. I had to go through therapy and everything to get to this state of mind that I'm in. To basically focus on myself, self-love. I had to learn self-love because for the longest I didn't have it.
But that comes with age too, though, you know, and just... Because I struggle with that too, like worrying about what other people had to say about my relationship and not wanting to fail in a relationship until I got to the point where, like, I knew who I was, I knew who he was, and I was accepting of who we were together. Right. And then I didn't care what people say. Like, even now, when people get on my comments and say something, I just laugh. I'm like, it's so funny to me because...
It's hilarious.
I'd be like, did you just really just set up this whole account, like made an email and all that to just leave this stupid comment? Like, you're funny.
Go ahead and fill out the application. Let me show you how you make some money.
That's a mess. I think it comes down to maturity. But you don't really mature unless you've been through something.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it takes some knocks on the head. It takes some trauma.
But even going through something, you have to know that you're going through something and get the help first. Because a lot of people go through things and they still be boo-boo the fool, still doing the same, going back to the same type of relationship, or just it's a repeated cycle. You need to figure out what it is that you want in life, learn self-love, and do all of that. And then you'll learn your partner. You'll learn what you want in life. Absolutely. You become better.
Yep.
Go ahead then, preach.
That's the word. That's the word, yes.
I wasn't always like that, but I did. I went through. I got help, you know, and I'm a big advocate on if you're not happy, don't stay in the situation. Like, make yourself happy. Because in order for other people around you to be happy, you have to be happy first.
Facts. And you would be, for those that are moms, you're a better mom because of it. You're not a better mom for staying in the stink. You're a better mom in the stink. Staying in the stink.
Mm-hmm. When my daughter came and told me and she started seeing how it was in our relationship, that's when I knew, man, mm-hmm. it's time to go.
It's time to go.
Like, if my daughter see this and she's telling me things, no, I got to get help because I don't want her to feel like I'm putting a man before her.
Uh-huh. Or that it's okay to be treated that way or to treat somebody else that way if you got a son or, you know what I mean? Like, you got to set the example. So, y'all slid on the question, who cheats more, men or women?
I think I can't answer who cheats more, but women are more slick at cheating than men.
If I had to answer, I would say men cheat more. I just feel like they're just more like neglect with it. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I see a lot of side chicks and they be married, boyfriends, everything. I don't know. I feel like it's about equal.
It's just men easier to get caught. Women know how to be slick with
it. Yeah, women are slick. I agree.
But I feel like when men cheat, there's nothing attached to it. When women cheat, they become emotional in this attachment. Yeah.
Well, like you don't hear about women cheating so much because of their slickness.
So if we just base it off of what we hear, it
would be like, you know, men cheat way more than women because we're not getting caught.
If they cheating, I feel like if a woman is cheating, she ain't happy with the relationship she in. And she don't know how to get out because she have that family or she worried about what people saying.
Or I think women cheat because they haven't had the chance to, like, live their life. Like, I know a lot of girls who get married, like, really quick, you know, straight out of high school or whatever. And then they hadn't had the chance to experience anything. I find them more likely, like, oh, I'm bored or, you know, he doesn't do this or... You know, like, they're curious because they've never had anything else. Like, I can see those type of women or married women going out and trying to experience something new because they've only been with that one person. That's why I'm glad I'm, like, a seasoned wife. Like, I've got the sample.
Got some time, right?
Yeah, and I'm like, I know what I have, and I, you know, I cherish it more because I'd be looking like, dang, is this what y'all got to choose from? Like, oof, it's out there bad.
Mm-mm-mm. Hi, Chef. Chef Trey, we got a new chef here.
What you got me? What you feeding this baby?
Some dessert.
This look good.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we have here?
This is a cinnamon streusel cake with whipped cream, cinnamon apples, and caramel.
Cinnamon streusel cake.
Oh, it smells good,
mm-hmm.
too.
Chef, have you heard the conversation we were talking about?
I listened to it slightly.
You did? Have you ever cheated on a significant other?
Ooh. No.
Yeah, you're taking too long to answer.
No, you haven't.
No,
swear.
I've been cheated on, but I haven't cheated.
Bible.
Hmm?
Bible. Say, you swear you've
swear
never...
on the Bible?
Yeah. You've
That's
never
strong,
cheated?
I will.
Okay.
You never cheated? Who cheat more, men or women?
He's got cheated on, so it might be biased.
Yeah. I would cheat on a lot, so...
Oh.
You feel like you picked the wrong women?
Well, I don't know. It was younger in, like, high school and stuff like that. So.
Oh, that don't count.
Yeah, but it happened. It happened.
All right. So here's... What about this? Is it okay to say no to sex in a relationship, in a committed relationship? I know, Terica, you said you don't say no.
I don't say no. I just feel like if my man wants it, he should be able to get it.
Even if you got, like, a yeast infection?
I mean, of course, Kiara, I'm not going to have sex with a yeast infection.
I'm like, what's going on here?
I feel like, yes, you're entitled to say no if you don't want to, only because, like, I feel like sex has a lot of, like, emotions and mood involved, and if you're not mentally there, then you shouldn't partake in it.
You don't think sex will take you there, though?
Sex release all that.
Yeah.
Everybody's different.
Shoot, I be waking Chad up 2 o'clock in the morning. Roll your ass up him.
Yo, you just be scooting your butt, like...
I don't even do that, though. I be like, come here. I snatch him over. We sleep naked, so, I mean, you know, bring your ass up.
Well, this is amazing. This tastes so good. I don't even like desserts like that, and this is amazing.
Have you been able to forgive, like, since being cheated on? Like, are you scorned, you feel like?
I feel like at some point I had to, like, kind of go back and understand that what happened and what age I was at. It was like you said, you know, we were young, so, like, we make a lot of immature decisions at that age in life, so I kind of had to chalk it up as that and move on. Because for somebody who doesn't do that, I could have been the age I am now, still thinking that all women cheat, and then kind of have that resentment towards women. And then I lash out towards women, and I, you know, react based off of that feeling. So I did at some point had to, like, let that go and move on.
Have you been in a committed relationship since you became an adult?
Mm-hmm.
She cheated
you? Yes, ma'am. No.
Okay.
At what point do you forgive after being cheated in a relationship that you're still in?
Mm. You know what I heard? Okay, so psychology. Ready for the psychology tip of the day? Okay, so every year you were with that person, it takes 6 months per year to get over your ex or something like that. So that's like the general time frame that it would take to get over infidelity.
I don't think so. I don't think so, because when I was cheated on, well, different strokes for different folks.
You didn't care. You were so mad.
No, but when I first started getting cheated on in the relationship, I forgave because I was so in love. I wanted to make it work, and I forgot all about the cheating. And then, you know, we'll be on a good page. You know, he's telling me what I want to hear.
You good, because I ain't never forgot. Like, even to this day, like, I'd be like, you did.
I didn't forget, but I forgave. And I feel like if you're going to stay in a relationship with someone after they cheated, then you need to let it go.
Especially in marriage, too, though. You know, it's different from relationships I had in college or high school when we were young and dumb, just like kind of Chef said. But in a marriage where we're committed and we're trying and you make a mistake, I feel like your mistake doesn't define all of who you are. You're still a whole being. Now, do I want to forgive it? Do I want to work with you through it? You know, do I still see hope in our future? You know, those are the questions that I feel like you have to ask to see if you want to stay.
I think that it depends on if you see changed behavior in a marriage. So, like, if you are doing the same asshole-ish stuff a year from now, I'm still not going to forgive you for what you did X, Y, and Z. But if you have, like, complete changed behavior, I mean, mistakes happen, don't get me wrong. But, like, if I see actual effort to do the right thing, then I think I would be able to forgive a whole lot quicker.
And that's the thing. It was a temporary change with mine. Every time it was a temporary change, you would go buy, you knew my love language. You would go buy me gifts. You would do this and then go back and to your old ways. And then you just become fed up with all that on top of not giving me what I need in the relationship. So you just become.
Do you feel like saying no to having sex in a committed relationship will make your spouse cheat?
No. I feel like if somebody gonna cheat, they gonna cheat regardless. It don't have nothing to do with whether or not y'all having sex 5 times a week or 3 times a week. Like, I feel like if somebody gonna cheat, you know what I mean? It's something that's more than just sexual.
Unless your sex drive is low and your partner has been trying to communicate.
Yeah, that would be different.
I feel like sometimes that happens too. And I also feel like as women, especially once we have kids, like, it goes up and down. Because now my focus is the baby, and I'm just trying to make sure they survive, and they're healthy, and I'm, you know, got to be in a good mind space for that. And you just kind of go into childcare mode. And it's natural for us. Like, that's just something that we just start doing.
When the baby sleep, you ain't trying to get you none in?
Oh, yeah, now. But that
she
first baby.
Like,
but that's now, like, Chaz now, because I'm in a different place. But that first baby, like, my first child, I went hard. Like, that was the time that we were just, the bedroom was dry. Because I was just so concerned. Am I going to be a good mom? Like, I was worried. Just, I'm my only child. I didn't have any brothers and sisters growing up. So I felt like, you know, oh my God, I have this baby. I gotta make sure I do the right thing. But he, you know, I mean, Channing is so patient. He's amazing. I can't, you know, speak of his praises enough. But he was patient. And he didn't, that was a time that he could have just been like, you ain't messing with me. You know, he's asking me for it. I'm saying I'm not in the mood. He could have, you know, done that. And it would have been like, well, I'm neglecting him. So, you know, we all kind of look back at our past. Hindsight is 20/20, and you can see where you could have done more, or, you know, cared for them more even. And looking back at that time, that was a time that I was in mama mode for sure, you know.
I'd be tired. Let me turn over. Just hit it from
that. I think we all get tired, but I feel like the dick wake you up, though, no?
when you start going and it's like, I'm tired,
especially
I want to lay down.
Like, I'm tired. Then, if I'm like tired,
start.
Probably like, all right, let me go
like,
down,
okay.
Wake you up real quick. It do, though.
I swear the line was round the corner when she walked right in. High heels, short dress, he should've known right then. He walked over like, you the shorty I should be rocking. She told him, baby, I'm a job, you need to get clocked in. She next level, eyes full of pride, she won't settle. No breaks, so she hit the road, foot to the pedal. No days off, I mean, that's often offensive. She like the ball, like the park with the fences. Yeah, so her lifestyle get awfully expensive. She might dismiss it, but it's hard to resist her. Cause she's a boss.